ATCs go.
Pegasus is go.
ATCs is go.
Copy, S is go.
Houston flight is go.
Polycom.
STM is go.
Safety comms is go.
STU is go.
LRD is go.
SRO is go.
CDI is go.
Launch director NTD, our launch team is ready to proceed at this time.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Site Patriots has a message for liberals and the mainstream media.
You can't handle the truth.
So, buckle up, snowflakes, because we're about to deliver the politically direct best in conservative commentary, news, and investigative reports. We're telling the truth, and we're not gonna stop. Okay, liberals, back under the bridge with the rest of your fellow trolls, and oh yeah, thanks for listening to Right Side Patriots.
They are special, special people
on RSPRadio1.com. Welcome to Right Side Patriots on RSPRadio1.com. Craig Andreessen from the National Patriot, right over there. If you look real hard, it's Diane Sorey at the Patriot Factor. Friday night edition of the show, 19th of August. Welcome to it. Hello, Diane.
Hello, Craig, and how are you?
I'm good. I'm good today. I'm looking forward to the weekend. Got a big barbecue thing out of town to go to on Sunday. I'm really looking forward to that.
Ah, okay. That's good. I'm just looking forward to not having to sit at this computer.
Yeah, I mean, we've been putting in a lot of screen time lately.
Yeah, because so much has been going on.
Well, and trying to get to the bottom of it and trying to figure things out, which reminds me, next Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, you're dealing with the whole Mar-a-Lago raid at Trump's home deal, right?
Right, but different than the way you did it last week, because I'm specifically focusing in on the quote-unquote classified documents.
Right. Now, in that regard, and I hesitate to tell you this because I'm afraid it's going to make you sit at your computer unless you have a lot of self-control. Trump today came out and said a major announcement is coming, and it involves the Fourth Amendment.
Interesting.
Yeah. Sounds like he's getting ready to file a lawsuit against the DOJ and the FBI regarding an illegal search and seizure of his home. So,
well, you know what that means? I'm going to have to update those lists. Three paragraphs at the end.
That's what I said. But he hasn't made any announcement yet. He may not make it until next week. If I was you, I would leave what you've got alone. Otherwise, you're going to be updating it all weekend. You're going to be, you know, mutsy futzing around with it. And folks, I've had a sneak listen to Diane's op-ed. It's a great piece. You don't want to miss it on Tuesday. But I would leave it alone. Let's see what happens. Somewhere down the road in the next couple of weeks, I'm probably going to go back and take it on. And that might be part of what I do, depending on what he does.
Right, right.
So you're going in-depth on the classified documents as it relates to Mar-a-Lago and the raid by the FBI and the DOJ.
And
Tuesday,
I'm also proposing certain reasons why I think this happened when it happened.
Right. So I'm telling you folks, it's a great piece. You don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss the show on Tuesday. Now, Tuesday, I'm doing an in-depth look at the whole Liz Cheney loss in the primary deal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I've got some theories in there that I think hold water. And we'll see what, you know, people think as they read the commentary on Monday and hear the commentary and our discussion of it come Tuesday night. But that's what we've got coming up next week.
Okay.
Okay. Tonight, we thought we would spend our time tonight. It's a one-hour show. We would spend our time tonight dealing with some of the key issues that voters are concerned about all across the country. You know, and it's not the deflectionary issues that Biden and the liberals want you to focus on. These are the things that actually matter. You know, they're desperately trying to get people to focus on anything but what really matters. And Diane and I want to keep the things that really matter top of mind.
Right. Right. Because, you know, the main things in this country right now are the inflation.
Right.
Which covers also the gas and the pricing and everything, but the inflation in general, the illegal situation at our southern border, that's even starting to get to Democrats now.
Well, we'll talk about that.
Some of them. And, you know, people are really getting worried about what's happening over in Europe with Ukraine.
Right.
Because right now, Zelensky's forces are really knocking out some of Putin's supposed strongholds, and they're even making inroads back into Crimea. And Putin, you know, he's not in his right mind either, like Joe Biden. And the possibility of him pushing that nuclear button are getting scarier by the day.
Well, and then there's education and crime. In the cities and streets of our major cities across the country. And those are the things that people are worried about. So let's start with the education system. And it came out earlier today that the Virginia Board of Education, and that's where Glenn Youngkin is the governor now, and he ran really on a pro-parent involvement in education campaign when he ran for governor, but their board of education in Virginia has taken to, let's say, rewriting history.
Oh, yes.
You know, they're updating their history standards for their schools.
Well, it's not actually updating the standards. I mean, it is, but what it really is waking history up to modern day wokeism.
It is. You're right.
It's absolutely ridiculous because they want to do away with the simple phrase George Washington as the father of our country and Thomas Jefferson as the father of our Constitution. Come on, folks. That's not rewriting history. That is history.
Yeah.
And we need to leave it the hell alone.
Well, and they have five new board members on the Board of Education, and these are people that agree with Glenn Youngkin. And what they said, well, a couple of them caught that had been omitted. The, you know, father of our country and father of our Constitution had been omitted. And they called the Board of Education out on it. And they've kind of put a hold for now on the updating of the history standards as they look deeper into it. But the Board of Education, Diane, they said, that was a mistake. We didn't mean to omit that. Somehow it just got past us, and I'm calling BS on that.
Right. You know, even to bring this up is BS. These are the same type of people with the same mentality who want to do away with the Pledge of Allegiance in public schools. And this is the same group that not too long ago tried also not only to take it out of schools, but to take it out on the premise of under God was not inclusive to Muslims, Buddhists, those who practice Shinto, Hinduism, and everything right. else, that the Pledge of Allegiance should be inclusive. No, what should be inclusive is when you're an American, whether you're a natural-born American or you became an American legally, you need to drop the other stuff that goes along with it.
You know,
one nation under God, meaning America under God. We're not promoting a religion there. We're promoting that America as a whole believes in God. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Right. Now, I want to take that a step further. I'm glad you brought that up, because I want to take that a step further. Okay. According to the Virginia Board of Education, they want the history curriculum to include African American history, Asian American history, Hispanic American history, and Indigenous American history. Okay? Now, when I hear that, and when I see it on paper in black and white, as I did today, what they're trying to do is instill hyphenated history. That's what I call it.
Okay? Right.
Now, Glenn Youngkin, on the other hand, he says he wants American history taught and really taught. He wants the good, the bad, and the ugly taught.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I 100% agree with him. But when you start breaking it up into pieces, African American, Hispanic American, Asian American, Indigenous American, hyphenated history, what you're doing is you're ignoring American history and teaching it like a salad instead of a melting pot.
Basically, what they're trying to do, you know, the whole concept of critical race theory, well, this becomes critical history theory. They are trying to be so inclusive that small minority groups are starting to take precedent over Americans.
Well, and when
born and raised here, Americans. I am dead set against hyphenations of any kind for anyone. You're not an African American. You have no ties to Africa. You're an American. Italian Americans, you have no ties to Italy. You're an American. I'm not talking about your ancestors. I'm talking current. Call yourself a German American? No, you're not German. You're American, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, including everybody. I don't identify as anything. If someone says to me, what are you? I'm an American.
Yeah. I could tell people, I could double or triple hyphenate my Americanism. You know, I'm English American, Irish American, Scottish American. Okay? But no, I'm American. Okay? I can trace my family tree back to other countries, and so can everybody else. But that doesn't mean anything other than it's an interesting part of my family's history. It's not my current status.
Right. It's your ancestry. Okay. Yeah. My family's been here since the early 1800s. We're Americans. Okay. Nothing else. I know where my ancestry is from. It's European. But I don't consider myself this American or that American. I'm an American. I even put my Americanism before religion.
Absolutely. You know, but I mean, this is a situation. Don't get the idea, folks, that this is relegated to the Virginia Board of Education. Boards of education across the country are trying to do this. Diane brought up CRT, critical race theory. Well, when you start teaching Hispanic American history, African American history, you know, when you start breaking it up like that, that is a way to weasel CRT in and hope that nobody notices.
Exactly. And CRT is a bunch of nonsense. Look, I have said this many times on the show, but it bears repeating. Every race, religion, nationality, whatever, have been slaves at some time in their history. Christians were thrown to the lions, Jews in the Holocaust, Irish people were also slaves in America. There is still slavery in Africa and in the Muslim countries. Slavery just, unfortunately, is part of who we are as the collective human race. However, every group has gotten over themselves in regards to, say, slavery, except certain segments of America's black population.
Well,
these are the people that want reparations from we Americans who never owned slaves to people who never were slaves. All this is lazy people out for free stuff, as far as I'm concerned. And I'm really tired of it.
Yeah, understandably so. Okay, but if you're going to teach American history, and you're going to teach the good and the bad and the ugly the way Glenn Youngkin rightfully wants to do, then part of that, of course, is going to involve the entire slavery issue. Okay? But if you're doing it right, and you're doing it honest, that segment of the curriculum will also include that it was the Democrat Party that stood right. for slavery. It was the Democrat Party that stood for segregation and Jim Crow laws, so on and so forth. Okay? It was the Democrat Party.
They don't want the truth.
Absolutely not. See, and that's my point. Okay? Mm-hmm. If you're going to teach it, and teach all of it, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And don't whitewash what you don't want, what you don't want out there in public. Okay? Right. And the people that are pushing the CRT nonsense and hyphenated history, they don't want kids in school to learn that the Democrat Party was behind that. But no. If you're going to do it right.
Well, I really think the first step that needs to be taken to stop all this nonsense is to stop with this hyphenated American nonsense. You're either an American or you're not an American. That's how I feel about it. I know some might not agree with me. I was born and raised here. My parents, my grandparents, further back. We were born and raised here. Why? I have no identity to what my ancestors from 200-300 years ago were. I'm an American, and I'm proud to be an American. I think what a lot of these people have problems with is being proud of their country, because they have not achieved what some of us hard-working people have.
Right, and that goes across the board. You see that in white people, black people, mm-hmm. brown people, yellow people, green with purple polka-dotted people.
Right.
You know, I mean, that's not a racial thing. So we're going to keep an eye on that. Before we move on to another topic here, I just want to say that the DOJ is doubling down on treating parents who want to be involved in their children's education by going to school board meetings as domestic terrorists. Parents, keep up the good work.
Absolutely, and don't stop. Whatever you do, do not stop.
You know, one of the other things that's on people's minds, and we'll get this in before the bottom of the hour break here, Biden is still out there claiming that goofy liberal bill for nearly $1 trillion is going to fight against inflation. Now, there is no evidence that it's going to fight against inflation. In fact, Diane, economists are saying that nothing in this bill is going to have any effect until 2026.
Well, Craig, you and I have been saying that for quite a few weeks now.
Yeah. Where did we hear that before?
I've written articles on it. You've written articles on it. This bill is basically, when you step back and look at the big picture, this bill is out to destroy America so it could be rebuilt as a socialist nation, economically destroy America. This bill is a joke.
You don't jack up taxes in a recession.
Exactly.
Okay, you don't jack up taxes when inflation is what it is. And by the way, that's another thing. Joe and Kamala have been out there telling the public that last month there was 0% inflation. And they keep repeating it, 0% inflation. Breaking news, last month's inflation rate was 8.5%.
Exactly. Well, both of them, you know, are delusional, totally delusional. And I really think Kamala Harris, and it's my opinion only, she really is a communist.
I wouldn't argue with that.
Okay. She has no clue whatsoever how to run an economy, the components of an economy, and I would bet in school she never took Economics 101.
I guarantee it. And if she did, she didn't do well.
People, I'm talking real economics.
You know, and they're out there trying to get us all to rejoice that the national average for a gallon of gas is under $3 or under $4.
$4, right.
Okay. Now, they're calling it a raise in your salary. No. It's just that you're giving up a little bit less of your salary than you did a couple of years ago for a gallon of gas. You know, when Trump left office, a gallon of gas was basically $2.
Right.
Now it's basically $4. Okay. So, you know, and it varies from place to place in the country. So, you know, it's not a standard price from sea to shining sea. But, you know, the fact that a gallon of gas has come down a little bit, it's temporary. It's not going to come under Biden. It's not going to come back to what it was under Trump. It's just not.
No, not going to happen at all. This whole bill, it does nothing to help anybody. And Biden out and out lied about this bill in that no one making under $400,000 a year will be affected. Because a couple of days ago, Stuart Varney, and he's one of the experts in business on Fox News, actually claimed that is so far from the truth because this bill is going to impact the middle class more than anybody. Why do you think they have 87,000 new tax agents?
Right. You know, and they claim those 87,000 new tax agents, those IRS people, they're not going to be going after or auditing anybody that makes less than $400,000 a year. Again, BS.
Yep. Total BS. That's exactly who it's going to affect. In other words, all of us folks. Okay, because when they say who makes under $400,000, what about the people who are invested in the stock market? They're getting money. It's paper at the point until they're cashing it in.
Right.
They can start looking at that. Oh, well, you've got to pay on that too. People with IRAs. I mean, they will think of any and every excuse to bleed middle America dry.
Let me take up that topic that you just mentioned. Okay, you're talking about people with retirement accounts, and they're hurting right now. Well,
they are, big time.
I'll tell you how bad they're hurting right now. A lot of retired people in this country are going back to working a job just to make ends meet.
Right.
Because their retirement accounts are getting depleted. They can't pay their monthly bills. If they have a mortgage or, you know, if they actually want to do something frivolous like eat.
Right.
You know, they have to go back to work and get a part-time job. So a lot of people who have done their best, they've worked hard all their lives, they've retired, been retired for several years. Now, all of a sudden, because of Biden inflation, because of the price of gas, because of the price of food, because of the price of everything, they have to go back to work. And that's not right.
No. Here's one step even further. Biden has been touting that very shortly, there's going to be a huge raise in Social Security payments per month for Social Security recipients. However, what he's not telling you is that your premiums will be raised along with it. In other words, it's going to cancel out the amount you're going to get.
So you're supposed to sing and dance because you're getting, let's say, a 5% raise in your Social Security check. However, it's going to be offset by a 7% raise in your premiums.
Yes.
You know, I'm sorry, but that's not a net positive. It's not a net positive.
It isn't. But this is so twisted that they're pushing this as a positive when it's actually a negative. The bottom rule, it's a cardinal rule, is you don't raise taxes. You don't fool around with people's retirements. savings and all that during a time of inflation. You shouldn't fool around with it anyway, but especially in the time of inflation, everybody's hurting. Even rich people are hurting.
Businesses are closing.
You know, this is an equal opportunity hurt across this country.
Well, and here's the other thing, the nasty little secret that liberals don't want you to know, you voters out there. When they raise taxes on businesses, big businesses, small businesses, any business, okay, you as the consumer are paying the tax. The business isn't eating it. They're going to pass it along to you. Okay, so here's what they're saying about this giant tax bill that they just passed through the Senate and the House and Biden signed. And by the way, when Biden signed it, he gave one of the pens to Joe Manchin as a parting gift.
Oh, was that sickening, that chumminess between them at signing?
So here's the deal. Here's the hard truth of the matter. And what they're going to tell you is inflation is going to go up because of the spending. Okay? When the government prints more money that doesn't really exist, it raises inflation. It's going to happen. All the economists agree. Even liberal economists agree. Okay? So here's what they're going to do. Watch and see if I'm not right. They're going to come out maybe in a month, and they're going to tell you, well, if it wasn't for the giant spending bill, your inflation would be even higher.
Exactly. Okay. Of course they will.
Now, here's what they want you to believe. If something cost you $10 last week, and now it costs you $12 this week, without the government printing fake money and spending it like drunken sailors, whatever it was that did cost you 10, now cost you 12, would have cost you 15. So you should be thanking us, the government.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Absolutely. Just like, you know, closing down more pipelines and getting imported gas will help, you know, lower the prices at the pump. Their whole mode of thinking, it's warped. But they're very calculating because they know exactly what they're doing. The more people they make dependent on the government for help, the more votes the Democrats garner.
Well, and Diane, they don't want people like you and me on a radio show like this telling people the truth.
Right.
They don't like that. They don't like us when we tell the truth.
No, we should lie like the rest of them, right? They all lie. Right. The Democrats are very good at lying.
You know, and they're going to make stuff up. They're going to make you believe or try to make you believe that things are actually getting better because if not for them, they could have been so much worse.
Right.
That's just such a dumbass thing to try and make people believe. But that's what they're going to do. You wait and see.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And it's going to get worse, folks. But no, you're going to have a break in the hurt. I'd say towards the end of October, just in time for the election.
Yeah, but wait until you see what a Thanksgiving dinner is going to cost this year.
Hey, every week when I go into Publix, the same things I buy go up and up and up and up. And everybody is experiencing this across the country.
There's no getting away from it.
They're not going to fool the people anymore.
Folks, we have to take a break. We're at the bottom of the hour. We've got one segment, 30 minutes left to go on the show. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the border crisis and crime. Okay, two more of the topics top of mind to voters, topics the Biden regime hopes voters don't focus on, but you need to focus on them. So, folks, stay with us. There's more Right Side Patriots after this.
You're listening to Right Side Patriots Radio, the best in conservative commentary, news, and talk, where we do away with the politically correct nonsense and give you the politically direct truth. This is the home of Right Side Patriots every Tuesday and Friday night from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern with Craig Andreessen and Diane Sorey. We're working to make this country great again from the right and leaving puddles of melted snowflakes on the left. Thanks for listening to Right Side Patriots, your best bet on the internet.
You're listening to RSPRadio1.com.
Hi guys, Diane Sori from the Patriot Factor on the patriotfactor.blogspot.com, where I found a home base 7 years ago after becoming one of Facebook's longtime Facebook felons, or so I've been told by the Facebook gods. On my blog, you will find not only my articles, but our Right Side Patriots investigative reports, as well as stories and links to and from well-known writers and bloggers, plus what I call almost daily memes, my snarky take on news of the day. And for more great takes on the issues of the day, check out the National Patriot at thenationalpatriot.com, where you can read Craig's insight into all the current news happenings. And join us both on Right Side Patriots every Tuesday and Friday night from 7 to 9 p.m. EST at RSPRadio1.com.
Welcome back to Right Side Patriots on RSPRadio1.com. Craig Andreessen at the National Patriot, Diane Sori at the Patriot Factor. If you miss any part of tonight's show, just go to RSPRadio1.com tomorrow morning, click the podcast button, it'll be there.
Yes, it will.
It'll be there waiting for you.
Bright and early, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. You know, we're talking tonight about things that are top of mind to American voters, not the things the Biden administration wants you to focus on. But for those who are focusing on them, beware. Beware, because the Biden administration is trying to gaslight you.
Oh, yes, there is no question about it. Divert, deflect, gaslight, you name it. Whatever they can do to take your concentration off the real issues affecting everyday Americans, they will do.
Well, and one of those things, quite frankly, is the border crisis. Now, here's what the liberals and the Biden regime are telling people. They're saying, well, last month, the number of illegal border crossers was down. See, we're solving the problem at the border. We're solving the crisis. Last month, the numbers were down. Here's what they won't tell you and hope you don't hear from people like Diane and I. So far this fiscal year, there have been more than 2 million encounters at the border. It's the highest rate since Clinton was in office.
Exactly. And to go further, in June alone, a record 207,416 illegals were apprehended. And that is the highest number recorded in June in the history of the entire Department of Homeland Security.
But in July, the numbers came down a little bit. See, they're working. They're working on the border. They're fixing the crisis. Just trust the government, right? BS. I mean, we're calling BS a lot tonight.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. And what they excluded on purpose was at least another 50,009 people. They sort of just pushed that aside to make the numbers suit their narrative.
Yeah, nothing to see here, folks. Move along. Move along, everybody.
Right. And in the meantime, and I mentioned this last week, but I'm going to mention it again, while Fox News will give you more of the truth, I really wish they'd stop calling them migrants and calling them what they are, illegals.
That's what they are. That's you're not going to get the varnished truth from us. You're just going to get the truth.
The truth. It might not be pretty at times, but it's the truth.
Now, along with this, Governor Ducey in Arizona, Governor Abbott in Texas, continue to send busload upon busload of illegal immigrants, illegal aliens, to Washington, D.C. and New York City.
And I love it, as their new Mayor Adams in New York City is whining and whining. But he still won't go to the border to see the truth about what's happening. He blames Texas. He blames Texas that they're getting these, well, he calls them migrants, these poor people. But it turns out that 90% of those that have been shipped up have been young men.
Well,
this is an invasion, folks. I don't care how you twist it. This is an invasion of illegal criminals into our country.
You look at the people getting off those buses in Washington, D.C. and New York City, and it's about 10 to 1 young men as opposed to women or children.
Or families.
Families, yeah. You know, so it is exactly what you said it was. And it's an invasion. There's no getting around it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the mayors, Eric Adams and Mayor Bowser, they're beside themselves. They, oh my God, how can you possibly do this to us? Well, dumbasses, you made yourselves sanctuary cities. You're proud of the fact that you're sanctuary cities.
And state.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Don't come pissing and moaning to the rest of us. Don't blame Governor Greg Abbott or Governor Ducey for your problems. You set yourselves up for the problems.
And what Adams specifically is whining about, here it is, they have hundreds of thousands, millions flooding into Texas. And Abbott has shipped up a couple of hundred to about 1,000 maybe. They're complaining about that. That's a massive number. In the meantime, New York City, which was greatly cleaned up under Giuliani, is now a cesspool on par with Chicago, L.A., Seattle,
San Francisco,
Portland, San Francisco. Right. I mean, what these liberal mayors and governors have done is destroyed some of America's biggest cities, all in the name of political correctness, inclusion, and vote garnering.
You know, New York City, correct me if I'm wrong, is a city of roughly 7 to 8 million people.
8 million.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And they can't handle a few busloads that come in? Really?
Right.
Really?
Right. But what's bad now is Adams is shipping them into Suffolk County, Westchester County, Dutchess County. In other words, he's taking these people and infiltrating them into areas that have absolutely a different vibe, if you will, than New York, like Westchester County and Dutchess County and Suffolk County being residential, are now getting these people that are just, I'm sorry, they're invaders. They're not what we want in this country.
They didn't come here for the opportunities. They came here for the handouts.
That's exactly it. And folks, in case you don't know, government isn't paying to feed, clothe, and house them and take care of all their health needs. You and I are, with our taxpayer dollars.
No doubt about it. You know, and this crisis at the border, that they want you to believe, Biden and Kamala, they want you to believe that their policies are slowing down the illegal crossings at the border. No, they're not. Okay. What's slowing it down is the last giant caravan came through, and they're gearing up for the next one. We're kind of in a lull between caravans.
Yeah. No, it's a disgrace. Biden has turned our country into a third world shithole, basically. It's a disaster. He wants everybody equal at the bottom rung of the economic ladder, except the chosen few. This isn't the America I grew up in. Unfortunately, it's the America I still live in, but it's the America I will fight to get back to what we were. I'll join the fight if there is a fight.
Earlier this week, Greg Abbott, the governor, Texas, had the Texas National Guard close down a border crossing gate.
Right.
Okay. Biden sent the Border Patrol over there, the feds over there, to unlock the gate and usher people in illegally. Don't let this Biden regime fool you and tell you that they are working to stop the illegal invasion of these United States at our southern border. When you can watch on video, if you go to YouTube, you can find it. When you can watch on video the federal government opening the gates that a state government had closed, they're not trying to keep people out. They're trying to let people in.
Exactly. They're doing just the opposite of what they say, what they propose, what they want you to believe they're doing. They're doing just the opposite. And what people still don't get, Craig, in my opinion, is that this is a continuation of Obama's fundamental change of America.
It's no doubt about it. You can't. There's nobody with a working brain cell that can argue that point.
Right.
It just is what it is. Don't believe your eyes. This is what the Biden regime is telling you. Don't believe what you see. Don't believe what's actually happening. Believe the propaganda we're trying to feed you and shove down your throats. Believe us. We wouldn't lie to you. We're the government. Right.
They want everybody to march in lockstep with the government, to be beholden to the federal government for your existence. This is not America. We're losing our freedoms here, and a lot of people don't see it.
And a lot of people don't care, but let me tell you liberals that might be tuning in, because we know you love to listen, okay? Let me tell you something. All of these things that we're talking about, these truths that we're laying on you, they're going to come up and bite you in the ass, too. This stuff is not just geared to affect and effect conservatives. Oh, no. This stuff is going to bite every American in the butt. For instance, if you go to the grocery store right now, liberals aren't paying a lower price than conservatives. We're all getting screwed.
Absolutely. And it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. The only thing, Craig, that can save us at this point, we must take back the House and the Senate. If we can take both, Biden and Harris are politically neutered.
Right.
They become lame ducks.
Don't get complacent when it comes to voting this November. Don't think, oh, this is a walk in the park. We've got this. You know, if you're a conservative, if you believe in American values, if you believe in American exceptionalism, don't be complacent when it comes to voting. Get out there and do what you got to do to get this country back, to right the ship of state. Now, we're talking about the border. We're talking about the illegal aliens coming across. Being an illegal alien is against the law. Okay, we have laws in this country, but the regime doesn't want to follow the laws. However, that said, the illegal crisis at the border is also affecting crime in the streets of this country. I don't care where you go. And that's one of the other topics that you and I, Diane, need to talk about tonight. Because crime in our big cities, crime in our urban areas, and I don't care where you are, New York, Atlanta, Chicago, Kansas City, St. Louis, Baltimore, go all the way to the West Coast, L.A., Portland, Seattle, San Francisco, the blue cities and the blue states. It's out of control. Crime is out of control. And Diane, you brought to my attention a situation that happened last night where a cab driver in New York, he picked up a bunch of young guys and took them wherever it was they needed to go. Those guys, I think it was five of them, they got out of the cab. And they wouldn't pay. They refused to pay. Well, this cab driver, he's got to earn a living, right? So he gets out and kind of goes after him and says, hey, you guys forgot to pay. What happened next?
Well, they actually kicked him to death. And they threw him to the pavement and cracked his skull. I saw the report on this on Fox and Friends this morning. This man was a father of four. married, just was working for a living, didn't discriminate against who he picked up anybody, never had a problem. These were thugs. Were they thugs of color? Yes, they were. They had records at 20 years old. They had criminal records. And guess that, get this, the head guy, his name is Austin Amos, 20 years old. Instead of facing murder charges, he's facing a manslaughter charge.
It was a blatant attack. It was a brazen attack. They punched him. They kicked him. They knocked him down. He got up. They did it again. They slammed his head into the ground. But here is something that adds to the horrific act in a way that up until recently you probably wouldn't expect. These five guys were joined by three teenage girls.
Girls, yes.
The police are still looking in New York City, still looking for those three teenage girls. Now, we're talking about a 13, a 14, and a 15, something like that.
Yeah.
13, 14, 15-year-old.
I'm looking at a picture of them right now. I don't want to say certain words. These girls need to be thrown. If they didn't actually take part in the brutality, they need to be thrown in a juvenile detention center, cleaned up, and bitch slapped.
Well,
time and time again.
I can tell you they did take part in the brutality. The whole thing was caught on security video.
Yeah, that's true.
And they did take part in it. And when the guy finally hit the ground the last time and quit moving because he had a skull fracture and a brain bleed and he was dying.
Right.
Then they all walked away and they were laughing.
Okay, that they didn't show this morning on the video.
They were laughing. And they've arrested at least two of the five guys. Now, one of them turned himself in. The other one's mother took him to the cops.
Good for her.
You know, and thank God she did, right?
Yes.
I mean, you know, and luckily she did because too many parents today would do the same thing these thugs did. And so they don't care what their kids are out there doing. In this case, at least one of the mothers cared. She cared enough about the man they killed and the family of the man they killed. They cared enough for law and order that they turned their kid in. But now here's the problem. And we're seeing this in New York. We're seeing it in L.A. We're seeing it from coast to coast in these blue cities, in these blue states. And you alluded to it, Diane. You said one of the guys, this ringleader, this gang leader, thug leader, whatever you want to call him, they're charging him with manslaughter. How much you want to bet the DOJ in that borough has the kid back on the street in 24 hours?
Oh, I wouldn't doubt it. I absolutely would not doubt it. This has gone too far. The problem is we have defense attorneys that don't give a damn. They go home to their suburban homes and they don't care what happens in the city. This is beyond criminal because these people have records. They get let out time and time and time again. We need to start, locking these people up and throwing away the key. And the death penalty needs to be brought back across the board in all 50 states.
You know, we're picking on New York, but for good reason, they've earned it.
Yes.
Okay. These DAs that we see over and over again, Gascon out in L.A., he's one of them. The DA in New York City, he's another one. Okay, these people are being paid to be soft on crime and let criminals back on the street by George Soros. Let's not Mickey Mouse around about this.
Oh, of course.
Okay.
Of course.
Now, here's another situation. We talked about the cab driver that got killed. Well, here's a guy who did not get killed, but He was in the hospital for days. Thankfully, yes. He went home last night. This guy was a New York City subway worker. Okay.
Right.
Another guy, like the cab driver, earning his paycheck.
Right.
Okay. This some guy comes up and attacks a woman. So this guy, the subway worker, he sees this and he goes to help the woman. Well, the attacker then attacked the subway worker, broke his nose, broke his collarbone, gave the guy a concussion. The guy spent several days in the hospital. Now, thankfully, the police got the guy that was behind the attack. That guy had been arrested 41 times before. 41 times.
Yep. Yep. And I would think he'll be out again.
I guarantee you the guy will be out again.
Yeah.
But, you look at this, 41 times. What is he doing out now?
This is the destruction of America's cities. The police are not allowed to do anything. Their hands are tied. This, folks, is one of the reasons why the Second Amendment and constitutional carry is so important. That cab driver might be alive today if a bystander had a firearm. That woman, that man did not have to be beaten into the condition that he was if someone on that platform had a firearm. We've reached that point here in this country. It's sorry to say, but when you tie the hands of your police, when you defund your police, when you have sympathy for the perpetrators instead of the victims, this is what happens. This is lawlessness.
Well, you're right. And the liberals, they'll tell you flat out, we can't have vigilante justice in this country. Well, don't think of it as vigilante justice. Think of it as standing up for your right to life, liberty, and happiness. Think of it as defending yourself.
Why don't you also think of it as trying to help the police whose hands are tied? If, God forbid, a policeman was on scene when the cab driver incident happened and he had to shoot one of the attackers, he would be in jail now awaiting trial.
Right. And the other attackers who didn't get shot would be out on the street.
Absolutely.
What's wrong with this picture?
Absolutely. Now, this is mostly in liberal cities, folks. In Republican-controlled cities, it's not nearly as bad as this.
No, but it's worse than it should be because...
It's worse than it should be, but it's nothing like New York, L.A., Chicago, right. Portland, Seattle. I mean...
Chances are, if you're caught in a red city and you go to jail, you're going to be there for a while.
Yeah. Here's a better idea. Don't commit any crime. You know the law. Everybody knows basic right and wrong.
Well, and I'll tell you what.
They should know anyway.
Well, they should. They should, but they don't care. They don't care because they know there's no consequences in cities like New York and LA and so on and so forth, Chicago.
Nobody takes responsibility for their own actions anymore.
Well, and why should they when there's no consequences? You can do what you want. You'll be back on the street, with it by dinner time. Doesn't matter. Okay? But here's something we see also with this crime wave. All right? And I do local news on a local terrestrial station for Nebraska and South Dakota, right? So every day, I've got news stories coming through my news feed about people who are driving from point A to point B, happen to be going through Nebraska, happen to be going through South Dakota, and they get caught with just massive amounts of fentanyl or methamphetamine. Because that's part of the crime wave, too. It's not just people getting beat up on the street. Part of the crime wave is all this these illegal drugs that are coming across the border. Hello, border crisis. Coming across the border. Fentanyl, methamphetamine, cocaine. They're bringing it in across the border because there's no control at the border. And then the stuff gets distributed throughout the United States.
Well, here's an idea. Why don't people wake up to the reality that drugs can kill? Why do you have to start on drugs? The way to end this crisis, this fentanyl and all that stuff coming in is stop taking it. If there's no market for it, it won't be here.
Absolutely, you're right, but here's the problem with that. Only absolute knotheads with zero to maybe a half of a working brain cell are the ones that are taking the drugs. They're not going to listen to common sense. What you're talking about, Diane, is common sense. And they're not going to listen to common sense.
This might seem cruel to some, but I have no sympathy for those who choose to take what they know are illicit drugs and die. I don't have sympathy for them. I'm sorry.
I really don't either.
Reagan, years ago, started the Don't Say No campaign.
No, just say no.
That campaign is just as valid today as it was then.
But the problem is, the reason it doesn't work is you can't get through to these knotheads. There's a lot of money to be made in the illegal drug trade.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And there's a lot of knotheads out there. A lot of them are adults, but a lot of them are kids. Okay, there's just a lot of knotheads out there that think, well, other people get addicted, but I won't. I'm better than they are. You know, well, look, all you got to do is start, and you're addicted. That's how methamphetamine works. That's how fentanyl works. And you take a couple of fentanyl pills, you're dead.
Yeah, is that worth it? But you know something? Where are the parents?
That's the question. That's the question right there. The problem is the parents are not heads.
Right. I don't have sympathy for those people. I'm sorry. For legal drugs, you know, if you're a cancer patient, it has been proven that smoking grass will stop the nausea. That's a whole different ballgame. Medicinal drugs, it's a different ballgame. But you're buying street drugs. You don't have sense enough to know that something sold on the street is probably laced. With something else. Are you that dumb?
The answer to that question, Diane, is yes. We're talking about people who, if they can't get their methamphetamine and they can't get their fentanyl, they will go to a home improvement store and buy a can of spray paint and start huffing spray paint. Yeah. We're talking about the Tide Pod eating people.
I have no sympathy. I have none whatsoever for those people.
No. Nope.
I'm sorry. It might seem cruel, but all you have to do is not start.
That's the common sense approach. Good luck with that. Folks, we're just about out of time here, but you can see what we've talked about tonight. The Virginia Board of Education, an education problem that's sweeping the nation. The liberal bill that's going to actually raise inflation, not control inflation. We're talking about the border crisis, which is not under control, and we're talking about crime that is rising to incredible levels, historic levels, all across this country. And why? All of that is because of liberal policies. All of it.
Yeah. It wasn't like this when Donald Trump was president. We had the best economy in years. Gas prices were low. Inflation was low. You know, people might not like his tweeting finger or the nicknames and certain actions that he did. But you know something? Government should be run like a business. And what better person to do it than someone who is an expert in business like Donald Trump?
Start turning the ship around, folks. Do not be complacent this November. Get out there and vote for the conservatives that are running. Get the liberals out of office. That's how we start taking this country back.
Well, here's something very fast. If your local elections have judges up for re-election, and you know most of them are liberal, vote them all out.
Throw the bastards out.
Yeah, vote them out, every single one of them.
Folks, if you missed any part of tonight's show, go to rspradio1.com. Tomorrow morning, click on the podcast button, and this entire show will be there waiting for you. And with that, Diane, we have run out of time.
Okay. Nighty-night, guys.
Good night, everybody. Have a great weekend. We'll catch up with you on Tuesday. Bye-bye.